Avalanche report for Thursday, the 26th of September, 2024. Weakly bonded old snow, in particular on steep, shady slopes. All day it applies above 2,200-meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below 2,600-meter, we have a gliding snow problem. This in all aspects. Weakly bonded old snow, in particular on steep, shady slopes. Distinct weak layers in the upper part of the snowpack can be released in isolated cases even by individual winter sport participants, in particular on steep, shady slopes. This applies in particular in little-used terrain, as well as in areas where the snow cover is rather shallow above the tree line. Avalanches can penetrate even deep layers and reach a dangerous size. Distinct weak layers in the old snowpack necessitate defensive route selection. Isolated W humping sounds can indicate the danger. And now the snowpack. The old snowpack will be prone to triggering in some places. This applies in particular on steep, shady slopes above approximately 2,000 meters. Towards its surface, the snowpack is unfavorably layered and its surface consists of loosely bonded snow lying on a melt-freeze crust that is barely capable of bearing a load. Towards its base, the snowpack is faceted and weak. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. Reports filed by observers and field observations confirm the unfavorable bonding of the snowpack on steep, shady slopes. The meteorological conditions will foster a substantial weakening of the near-surface layers. The snowpack will be prone to triggering in the northeast and in the northwest. We have the following danger patterns. DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.